Okay, Sean. Hey, if you know anybody that's got wants, needs an XTS 5000, I've got one. It's Desert Storm. Nice radio. It's Coyote Brown, and it's FPP. You don't see that many of them with front panel programmability. I haven't had it I haven't had it on CPS because I don't have CPS. So I never could figure out how to use the scan feature on it because it was FPP. So I don't know if the scan feature works on it while it's in FPP. But if you know about anyone that wants one, I've got one. And I'll sell two. I'll give them two for. I paid four and a quarter for it, and if I get four and a quarter for it, I'll give the person two chargers, a desktop charger and a DC charger, because I would have no use for a DC charger after I get rid of it. But the DC charger alone is $50. The desk chargers, cripes, they're dime a dozen. But I'm planning on getting rid of all my Jedi series. I got a UHF JT1000, a VHF JT1000, and I think I have two or three MTX 9000s. I'm gonna hang on to those. I like 900. It's a good band. I even got a 900 repeater sitting over here, 30-watt, homebrew. It's got a flat pack duplexer in it, and I've stuck it in an old IBM XT case. Had to take the power supply out just to make the two radios fit, but the fan works, and that's all that's necessary, right? It's got a little IDEA card on it that sends out N8FZT/R at 9 minutes and 59. 9 minutes 59 seconds, it sends the call only while the repeater's in use. It's not like all the other repeaters with the controllers, where the controllers does more talking than the people do. But hey, it's been great talking to you. Always a pleasure too, buddy. Have a good one. WIDX.